Jesus sets the record straight. He assumes the beautiful attitude in the whole situation, and he invites the children to come to him. And I think it's just a beautiful picture of his embracing attitude to children. This is how we're to come to him.
Hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with singer-songwriter Babby Mason.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Good to be here.
So glad that you're here with us. And we have our friend, Dr. Janet Blakely, that is here with us as well, missionary for 16 years in Belgium. Thank you for joining us today for Hope Has a Name. And so we are glad that you're with us here as we continue in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and we're going to look a little bit more about what it means to have a Christ-like faith in prayer. How are we to come to Jesus trusting him like little children? And how hard that is. Like, how hard is that for us as adult women, those of you who are moms and grandmothers? How hard is that to come to Jesus like a child? Sometimes it doesn't make any sense. But today we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at what Jesus is saying, because the disciples wanted to keep the children from Jesus. They didn't want them to be bothering Jesus. But Jesus has a very different look on that, and he wants the children to come to him. So let's jump right in. We're going to look at Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 15. Now they were bringing even infants to Jesus that he might touch them, right? Jesus had this ministry that everyone knew that he was healing them and he was caring for them. And the people were bringing their babies, their infants, to Jesus that he just might touch them and heal them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them, right? They told them not to do it, right? Don't do this. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. For to such, the children, belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Wow. That's a lot to unpack.
That's powerful.
Yes. It's a lot for us to really talk about. You know, what is Jesus saying about the children here? He's not really talking about the children necessarily, but he's talking about how we come to Jesus.
Yes.
Trusting him, right? And what does that mean? What does that mean for us?
I think about the characteristics that children have.
Mm.
Children are humble. They're totally dependent on someone to care for them. They're trusting. They are sometimes naive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, you know, now that I'm an adult and I'm 59.95 plus tax, shipping, and handling. I mean, I'm getting up there, you know, in my middle years. And I think about where did I lose that? When did I become more self-reliant, independent, skeptical? How did that happen? You know, is it because I got hurt or wounded or someone didn't do it I expected them to do and they dropped the ball and it disappointed me, you know, and life creeps in and the next thing you know, we are less like the child and more like a crotchety, critical, mm-hmm. you know, older adult.
Yes.
And, you know, and I just pray, God, give me those characteristics of a child that's trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And dependent upon you and needing you,
yeah.
And less critical. And as a mother, I can definitely see a mother in that crowd who saw Jesus, who was able to love and bless and heal and take my child to him and say, "Jesus, will you bless my baby?
Yes,
will you bless my baby?
Mm-hmm.
Will you speak kind words and lay your hands on my child so that he might have, you know, he might know the blessings of God?" And then here are in total contrast of that, here are older disciples who have become critical and untrusting and skeptical and guarded. Mm-hmm. And there's such a beautiful juxtaposition of the attitude and the characteristics that a child has and that the disciples have.
Yes, right.
And where are we on that line?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are you on that line as far as the condition of your heart? It's such a powerful picture.
Yeah. I even think about when we're talking about humility, you know, the disciples might have been thinking that, you know, Jesus was so important and he had all this work to do and there were people that wanted to see him, or maybe they even had a plan for that day, an agenda where they had to get to a certain place. So he didn't have time for these little children, you know, and rebuked the people for trying to bring the children to Jesus. But Jesus said, no. I think sometimes as new believers, or even if maybe you don't know Jesus today and there's somebody who's talking to you, or maybe you're hearing it for the first time about having a relationship with Jesus here with Hope Has a Name. And you're afraid to trust Jesus with your life. Jesus says, unless you come like a child, you know, you won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have to come with this trusting, not having all the answers, not knowing everything, but just believing. I remember my first Bible study, I was a new believer in a church, and I was asked to co-lead the Bible study. I was a new believer, only knew the Lord about a year. And I was so afraid that I would say the wrong thing. I wouldn't have the answer for the questions that people were asking in the Bible study. It was so intimidating. I only went to two meetings, and because I was put in that position, I did not go back to the study. But it was that sense of like, I need to know everything. I have to have all the answers. I have to figure it all out before I really trust him. And I think Jesus is saying you don't have to do that.
I think of a missionary I knew, and he said that he had a son, a little boy, and he said, all your job is to obey me. That's all you have to do, and that's your job. and I think, too, as little children, if we keep that kind of a mindset, okay, Lord, I need to obey you on a daily basis, just as a child would obey their parent. That's what the parent wants, right? Obedience. And then they'll bless them. They'll do anything for them that's good. Mm-hmm. And so if we can keep that perspective that, Lord, help me to be obedient as a child should be to their parent.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reoccurring theme throughout this whole passage that we've been looking at in Luke chapter 18, and it's the theme of humility. You know, as these disciples, they're kind of like crowd control, you know, and they are. Have you ever looked at you know, some of the paparazzi or some of the dealings with Hollywood, and you got the superstar and you got the superstar's handlers, you know, and the handlers get they assume their identity because of who they're with, mm-hmm. and they really oftentimes will think they're the big guys on campus because they get to guard the, you know, the superstar. Well, the disciples, I think the disciples have a little bit of that attitude, is that, you know, back off, you know, they got a job to do. You guys step back,
right?
You know, back off.
Right.
We gotta guard Jesus here. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to little kids. But Jesus sets the record straight. He assumes the beautiful attitude in the whole situation, and he invites the children to come to him. And I think it's just a beautiful picture of his embracing attitude to children. And this is how we're to come to him,
yes,
to approach him.
Yes. Yeah, I think in this passage, Jesus is stating that a person must come to him in humility in order to enter the kingdom of God. And like you said, Babby, children come with expectation and excitement. Like they don't know any better, right? They're just
yes,
like, let's do it. Let's play. Let's go to Jesus. And I think you're right. When do we lose that? When did we lose that excitement and that joy and that enthusiasm to just come to the Lord in prayer and say, God, oh, what do you have? I want more of you.
Yeah, that excitement,
yes,
and that expectation.
Yes.
That freshness and that awe, or that sense of wonder.
Yes.
You know, and I heard it said that when we have a sense of wonder,
yes,
sense of awe, we lose ourself.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain shuts down our own self,
yes,
thinking, and we're in awe. And so, right, when they're excited, when they wanted to come to Jesus, and there was a freshness, there was this purity, there was an innocence, there was a beauty. And mm-hmm. Jesus saw that, and he looked for the good, and he saw something of value. Jesus valued the children, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. One of the hardest things working with victims of human trafficking, sexual abuse, is when the trust has been broken between a child and a parent, or a child and an adult. So they don't trust anymore. And it takes quite a bit of counsel and patience and love to walk a victim through that trusting Jesus, you know, to know that they can depend on Jesus. Because they've tried to depend on others, right? Children are dependent, totally dependent on others growing up. But when someone breaks that trust, you build up these walls of protection, they call self-protective walls. So for some people who are really hurting, whether it is a young person to come to know Jesus or an adult, right, it takes quite a bit. And for Jesus to say to the disciples here, when the disciples had this other plan to get Jesus, the big, you know, powerful Jesus somewhere else, he said, no, unless you come to me totally dependent on me. You know, that's what he's saying, that sometimes as adults, we are trying to do it in our own strength. We're trying to be independent. We're trying to have our own ideas. And it's hard for us to really understand what it means to fully depend on Jesus mm-hmm. in prayer.
And, you know, when we have that attitude that, you know, I am independent, I am self-reliant, I'm trusting only in myself, that takes a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of work, you know, to keep up that front.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can imagine that you're listening today, that maybe you've walked that road, you know, where you've built up those walls that around your heart where someone has hurt you. But I just want to encourage you today, one that's listening, that you can go to Jesus, and you can be honest before him. You can let down those walls, yeah. And you can go to him and be yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because even in the previous programs, we've talked about humility and prayer when we looked at the Pharisee and the tax collector on our previous program. And if you haven't listened to that program, we invite you to be a part of that this series, and we're talking about prayer, and listen to the program that we did on Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. I think this has been a great series as we're looking at persistence in prayer and what does it mean to be humble in prayer and to have this trust in Jesus, this dependence on him in our times of prayer, to know that he knows what's best for us. And we can come to him just as we are, whether we've known the Lord for 30 years and we've messed up, or we've known the Lord for one day and we've messed up before God. So we do encourage you, as our listeners, wherever you are, wherever your heart is right now with the Lord, whatever place you find yourself in before God, we pray that you would open your hearts to Jesus today. And continue to join us as part of Hope Has a Name.
This is Babby, and I want to thank you for joining Peggy and me for Hope Has a Name. If you'd like to connect with us and continue the conversation, I invite you to write us at babby@twr.org or peggy@twr.org. Hope Has a Name is a product of TWR Women of Hope. God bless you, my friend. And thank you so very much for joining us.